Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Falcons foosball is officially underway on Friday as Falcons-Dolphins will get together in Miami. Before then, though, the Falcons will have a couple of practices tomorrow and on Wednesday with the Dolphins. So that will be more, probably to be honest with you, more interesting than even what the preseason game has to offer. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Tori McElhaney. Covers all things Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out on our personal Twitter page, at Tori_McElhaney. Tori, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked my listeners. You know, this is the first time in probably a good handful of years that the Falcons don't necessarily have an automatic high-volume tackling linebacker. Devondre Campbell, Foye Oluokun, Deion Jones, Rashawn Evans. Who leads this team in tackles this year?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, you kind of are looking at it, and, you know, every time I think it was Foye that I was talking to a couple years ago when he was talking about leading the NFL at the time with the most tackles in a season. And I remember him saying, like, you know, some people would not be very pleased that the ball's getting to my level. And so I think I kind of used that as a jumping off point with the fact that, like, why can't it be someone on this defensive line? You know, I think that would be an absolute goal for this group if they're so good at stopping the run or anything like that, that the leading tackler is on the very first level of the defense. So who's to say that? But I think if you're really kind of breaking it down and you're going more traditional in terms of the middle linebackers, I think the guy would have to be, you would hope that it would be Troy Anderson. But I think that's, you know, something that he'll kind of have to come into his own with.
And you know, Tori, it's interesting because in looking at the Falcons' leading tacklers last year, I mean, Rashawn Evans had a very high volume. I think it was almost 160 tackles. But second and fourth on the team were the two starting safeties. And I bring that up because if you look at the Saints last year, three of their four highest tacklers were linebackers. Ellis was fourth. DeMario Davis was number one. And then the only one that was an oddball, but not really an oddball, is Honey Badger. You know, Tyrann Mathieu, who's kind of a unique kind of player, just in the sense that he's never afraid to stick his nose into things. So, you know, again, I'm going to be curious because I think Troy Anderson has the biggest opportunity to really make an impact on this defense this coming year.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's what they would hope for a guy who they drafted, you know, last year and was able to kind of help him along and started the last four games. You kind of hope that there's a jump with him from year one to year two. I know that's something he would like for himself as well. I mean, so all of these things that we're saying, I think, goes in line with kind of what they hope the goal of Troy Andersen as a second-year player can be.
And you know, Tori, you were one of the first people that I remember writing about the positionless football. And it's funny, now the national media is kind of, you know, latching on, you know, to all of that. But we are certainly seeing that. And, you know, it's I don't know how much we're going to obviously see in this first preseason game, but I am very curious to just see how guys line up, whether they have success or whatever happens. I'm going to be curious just to even watch the configuration of where guys line up with on their offensive side of the football.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think we're going to see very much in terms of finagling all these different guys in all these different positions or in these different sets or anything, because I think Arthur Smith kind of wants to hold that to his chest to wait for week one when the Carolina Panthers are out there. I think he doesn't want to give any state secrets away to an NFC South rival in the Carolina Panthers come week one. So as much, I think, as we can say, you know, we're looking forward to joint practices and, you know, the preseason games, I'm just honestly curious how much Arthur Smith is actually going to show of what this offense can do.
Tori McElhaney from AtlantaFalcons.com joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Calais Campbell was back today. I would assume no issues, no problems for week one. I guess, you know, everything is on track and he'll be ready for week one when play actually gets for real.
Yeah, I assume that would be the case. I mean, he's back on the active roster as of, I think, 4 o'clock today. So that means he passed his physical and that he's ready to go. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him out at joint practice. I don't know how much they would rev him up just because this is a guy who's been playing for, well, many years past the decade mark. So I don't know how much they're going to rev him up this week. But I think just the fact that he's on the active roster again and off NFI, I think that's a good sign all the way around.
With the Jeff Okuda injury, and it was good news over the weekend just from the standpoint of is that it sounds like he'll be back sooner than later. But do you think the plan is to kind of play one guy and let's just for argument's sake say Trey Flowers, who was out there the other day, that he was taking the reps with the ones and stuff like that? Or could this be an opportunity to kind of see what everybody's got? I mean, even Clark Phillips and people like that to really kind of give a chance to, okay, maybe not even going to be the starter when Okuda comes back, but just see what you've got in some of these guys.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's why these next three, or the three preseason games, that's the best opportunity to really kind of try your hand with a few of these guys, namely Trey Flowers, Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips III. I mean, all those three guys mainly you would want to see more of in hopes that when you get to week one and you know maybe Jeff Okuda isn't fully back for another couple weeks after that. I know Arthur Smith didn't put a timeline on his return, but he just said early weeks of the season. So you're kind of planning to go into the first game and maybe the first two or three games without Jeff Okuda. So how much can you get out of guys like Trey Flowers and Mike Hughes and Clark Phillips before you ever even get to that point to where you can make a decision as to who you want playing opposite A.J. Terrell and how you can rely on those type of guys? This is the time to find that out.
Do you sense that, you know, if the starting offensive line runs out there for a series or two or whatever it's going to be the plan, do you expect to see Matthew Bergeron at left guard a whole bunch? I mean, I would figure that this is going to be an opportunity where, again, sink or swim, just kind of getting his feet wet in this thing and let him play a high volume of snaps come Friday night.
Yeah, I go back to I care more about seeing him with the ones in joint practice, more so than I do in the preseason game on Friday. I also think that we don't necessarily know the status of Matt Hennessy right now. Arthur Smith said last week that he's day-to-day, so what does that realistically look like? I mean, all of those things I think are factors in it, but I do think that, just even if Matt Hennessy were to come back, I don't know if he automatically goes back in at that starting left guard spot. I think you give Matthew Bergeron this chance to go up against some really good front line defenders with Miami and over the next 2 days of joint practices and see how he stands up and see kind of what the jumping off point is for him. So I think this is going to be a really, really good test to see where Matthew Bergeron is in his overall development.
You know, another guy I'm very interested to see, and, you know, obviously things did not work out well his rookie year, but Jalen Mayfield. And, you know, again, back at tackle, you know, how much run do you think he gets in a game like this? How much do they kind of, you know, take a look at what he can do, or, you know, playing back at his natural position? Because, look, they do have a third-round pick in him, and I don't know if he's going to make the final roster, but it will be interesting to see if going back to his natural position is a benefit to him.
Yeah, no, I think you give him quite a bit of run with, you know, this over the course of the next 2 days of joint practices, and then again on Friday night against Miami for the preseason game. I mean, I'd love to see a ton of reps, a ton of snaps from a guy like Jalen Mayfield back at that tackle position, where we all know that's where he played in college. That's probably where he still would have been playing in college if he would have foregone the NFL draft when he did. I mean, this is a guy who, even though he's, you know, in his third year in the league, he could still technically be in college. But I think, like, seeing him work back in a position that he is arguably most comfortable with, I know I'm really looking forward to seeing that, especially in a more live type setting, to see, okay, how much more comfortable is he in that spot in comparison to what we saw from him in his first year at left guard, where he was kind of thrown to the wolves because of injuries. So what can he do with an opportunity to go back and play kind of in his home area?
Torrey McElhaney from AtlantaFalcons.com joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Is the plan to rotate as many guys at punt return as they can, or do you think it's they feature one guy per game over the three games in preseason? What do you think the punt return plan is going to look like through the preseason?
Personally, I'd kind of like to see everybody that we've seen. So there's about six different guys that have really taken the full force of the punt return reps over the course of OTAs when Avery Williams got hurt and through the first couple weeks of training camp. I want to see all of those guys as much as I can. So if it's, you know, break it up into, okay, this guy gets a half, this guy gets a half, we'll go to week two and go to preseason game two, and you get a half, you get a half. I don't know how you break it up, but I want to be able to see these guys returning punts consistently, because I do think that this is a pretty stout competition in terms of who's going to be that guy. And when it comes to somebody like a, let's just throw out a name, Penny Hart, who's fighting for a roster spot or as a receiver, if he can go out and be the punt returner, then that, you know, adds value to him making the 53-man roster. But you're also talking about guys like Dee Alford and Mike Hughes, even Bijan Robinson, who I don't want to see return a punt in the preseason. If you want to make him your punt returner in the regular season, sure, go ahead, but I don't want to see that in the preseason. But there are just a lot of different guys who have an opportunity to kind of make this what he does and kind of hold his own in this punt return game. So I personally want to see as many as I possibly can.
Forgive me for not remembering, but who is at this point with no Felipe Franks anymore, who is kind of the emergency quarterback? I mean, once we get through Taylor Heinicke, who's next up on the depth chart for the Falcons?
Logan Woodside, who was with the team, you know, at the back end of last year after Marcus Mariota went on IR.
Yeah. I mean, do they have any other arms in camp? I mean, is there anybody that, you know, is a rookie or an undrafted free agent that's potentially going to get a chance to just even throw in camp or throw in preseason games just as somebody to just kind of watch and see what they can do?
I mean, personally, I don't think they need anybody else. You have Desmond Ridder, you have Taylor Heinicke, you have Logan Woodside. I mean, those are three capable arms right there in terms of, like, maybe bringing someone in from a different position. I don't necessarily feel like that's the case. I know last year, if we were talking about like what the Falcons went into last year with, they had Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, and then, of course, Felipe Franks. Well, Felipe Franks at that time very rarely took any quarterback snaps at all, but then he had to go out in the preseason games and play because they didn't want to use Marcus too much. And so I feel like they're completely fine with having Dez and Taylor and Logan in that quarterback room and kind of taking the brunt of the reps in preseason.
So outside of Drake London, Mac Hollis, who are the wide receivers that you're going to be particularly watching, you know, as the backup kind of guys, third guys, fourth guys, things like that? If we kind of figure that those two are the first two guys, who are the other wide receivers you're going to have your eye on?
Yeah, definitely going to be looking at Scotty Miller, Kadarius Hodge. I feel like those four, along with, you know, Matt Collins and Drake London, those four guys are kind of locks in my mind. According to how many people the Falcons decide to keep at that position on the 53-man roster, you're only looking at one, maybe two spots that some other guys are fighting for. So in terms of some bubble guys that I've been really interested in seeing, I go back to Penny Hart. He's someone who I think the Falcons, you know, picked up this offseason, and somebody who I think has a shot at making this 53-man roster, especially if he can add value in special teams. But then there's also a guy like Frank Darby, who this regime drafted 3 years ago in the seventh round. And, you know, when the pads came on last week, I thought he looked really, really good, made some really good catches, and he's fighting for a roster spot. So there are a few different guys who I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of make the preseason what they need in order to make this 53-man roster.
Torrey, last question for you. How important is a game like this for D'Angelo Malone, who's really kind of flown under the radar? Everybody I've talked to at camp has been saying that, you know, he's maybe a little bit lighter in the dumper. But, you know, again, getting kind of lost in the pass rush shuffle, and for a team that still needs guys that can sack the quarterback, how important is this preseason for him?
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, we talk about fighting for roster spots. I do kind of always kind of pencil him in on the roster if I'm breaking it down in 53-man. But I think for him, it's really more about this coaching staff kind of figuring out what his strengths are, how they can use him. He's kind of been playing a little bit of a Sam or a Jack kind of role in this defense, and they've been moving him around and then playing more traditionally outside. So this is a guy who I think they're actively searching for, okay, what can we do to put this guy in the best possible position for his playing style? And I think that's what this preseason is all about, and that's why I'm really excited to see kind of the different spots he is in come Friday night and even, you know, in the next couple weeks too.
Check out all of her work at AtlantaFalcons.com. Torrey McElhaney joined me on the WadeFor.com hotline, and Torrey can be found on her personal Twitter page at Torrey_McElhaney. Torrey, as always, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes. We'll chat again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, we'll be time for the Falcons flyover. Get to all the news and notes from the Atlanta Falcons, again, including Calais Campbell, activated today. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.